In Minnesota today, Officer Geronimo Yunez is making his first court appearance after being charged with second-degree manslaughter in the death of Philando Castile. Castile is the 32-year-old black man who was killed during a traffic stop in a suburb of St. Paul in July. Prosecutors say Castile told Yunez that he was licensed to carry a gun and that he had one with him. Castile went to reach for his ID, and that's when he was shot by Officer Yunez. You may recall Castile's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, broadcast much of this over Facebook Live while it was happening. Tim Nelson is a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. And Tim, what's the reaction been in the community that charges were actually filed in this case?
I think it varies. A lot of people have been very upset recently. We've had a number of these cases, particularly another young man in Minneapolis, Jamar Clark, who was shot and killed by Minneapolis police during a confrontation there back in November, led to a lot of protests that closed the freeway. And a lot of people expected that this was kind of go that same way, that there wouldn't be any criminal charges. No one ever remembers, at least in recent history, there being criminal charges against a Minnesota police officer who uses deadly force against a member of the public, particularly an unarmed member of the public. And so they kind of expected this to go the same way. And there was, frankly, quite a bit of relief among some people that this was different this time. That said, police are obviously disappointed that one of their own have been charged in this case. And the trade organization and union for police in Minnesota says that they fully expect this officer to defend himself in court in the weeks to come.
So Officer Yunez is appearing for his arraignment today. Is that right, Tim?
That's correct. He's making a first appearance. It's just sort of a brief appearance. He's not going to make a plea here. That comes later. There may be some discussion of bail, and we expect that there will be some effort to raise that bail for him and get him out of the Ramsey County Jail today.
What more do we know about him?
Not very much. He's only been on the force for 4 or 5 years. We've seen his training and education records. He was, educated and trained here in Minnesota, but it's really a very routine career for an officer in a small suburb of the Twin Cities. So unremarkable in any way that we found so far.
Is that fact in and of itself one of the reasons why, you were talking about this case is unprecedented in Minnesota. Are people now asking questions about training, about recruitment amongst law enforcement, that kind of thing?
There are a lot of questions being raised, particularly about the nature of sort of routine policing. It came to light after Philando was killed that he had been stopped by police 52 times in a little more than a decade before this last incident. And there's a lot of question about the routine interaction of police, whether it's traffic stops or stops on the street, and interactions that police have, particularly with the African-American community, and how that should be approached. At what point do they need to escalate, and at what point do they need to be examined for whether or not they're being conducted fairly? And I think we've kind of reached that point. We're looking very hard, not just at these cases, these use of deadly force cases, but kind of the routine interactions that finally lead up to them, wondering if there's any clue or indication of what brings these on in the routine interactions.
Well, Tim Nelson is a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. Tim, thank you so much.
You're welcome.